It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Would you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hey neighbor, did you notice that I didn't put my sneakers on? Well, there's a reason for that. I want to show you something later, and I don't want to have shoes on when I show you. But right now, what do you think this is? Looks like a pillow, doesn't it? Well, it looks like an ordinary pillow, but it's really a soft carrier. See this zipper right here? If I zip it open, I'll be able to show you what's inside this soft carrier. Are you wondering about what's inside here? Are you curious to know what's in here? I know I'm usually curious about such things. I'll give you one hint. It's something some people like to read as they get ready for bed. A soft book. It's a book. I like to read this to people when they're getting ready for bed. It's called Daniel Striped Tiger Gets Ready for Bed. So let's just do it right over here. Have I ever shown you my bed in here, in this couch? Well, I'm going to now. See why I didn't want my shoes on? Well, put the pillow there, and we'll read the book together. It's as if Daniel Striped Tiger is telling all the words in this book. It's called Daniel Striped Tiger Gets Ready for Bed. With you beside me, I put on my pajamas. I brush my teeth. I read my book. See, he's reading the same book that we're reading. I park my truck. I park my toy truck. I turn out my light. There's Daniel turning out his light. I look out my window, and I see the night sky. Isn't that pretty? I get into bed, and I think about today. I close my eyes, and I think about tomorrow. I say good night to you beside me. Good night. Daniel Striped Tiger Gets Ready for Bed. You know, when I was a little boy and I went to bed before everybody else in the family, I used to be so curious about what the other people in the family were doing. Particularly, I wanted to know what my mother and father were doing when I wasn't with them. I used to think a lot about that, and I even asked them about it, and they said that that was their own time together. And while it was fine to be curious about it, there were some things that were for just grown-ups to do, and I would learn about them when I was a grown-up myself. And so I waited, and I grew up, and I became a grown-up myself. You know, I think we should have some make-believe. We could just use this as a trolley. Sure, a book as a trolley. And let's pretend that it's nighttime in the neighborhood of make-believe, and Hula Mouse has already gone off on his hoop to find Prince Tuesday and Little Panda at AOP, altogether other planet. Let's do that now as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, trolley, we're all hoping they'll be back soon. Oh, yes, thank you, trolley. It's been a worry here. Yes, we will. Good night, trolley. Oh, how I wish they'd get back soon. Oh, my, I've been so concerned. Oh, Ma'am Maggie,
hello,
how
Queen
good
Sarah.
To see you, my dear.
I couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd come and wait for Hula Mouse to bring Tuesday home.
Oh, we're all having trouble sleeping tonight.
We're all thinking about people we love.
That's for sure. Oh, I noticed that Daniel's still awake, too.
Yes, Associate Mayor Aber is helping him.
You know, if this were a real truck, I'd go find Prince Tuesday myself.
Oh, Hula Mouse will find him and bring him back.
You sure?
Oh, yes. Incidentally, have you liked pretending that you're living in a truck?
Oh, yes, it's been fun, Mr. Aber. But you know, I think I'd rather live in my clock than anything.
Oh, well, want me to help you make it look like a clock again?
Oh, would you?
Sure. We'll just take off these truck-looking pieces we put on a few times ago.
Okay. Well, I think I better turn out the headlights first.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Now we can put this thing up.
Oh, all right. I'll help you.
Mm-hmm. There.
Hello, I'll take off the grill now.
Yes.
Oh, thanks. Now the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Watch yourself. There we go.
Okay.
There.
Wow. Hey, Mr. Aber?
Yes, Daniel?
I think I heard a ping.
I did too.
But I don't see Tuesday.
Oh, it must have been Purple Panda. See him over there at the museum go round?
Yes, he's with Mrs. Templeton.
Mm-hmm. She's still awake, too.
Mm-hmm.
You startled me, pinging like that. Mama!
Sorry, Mrs. T. I've just come to see about Little Panda.
Everybody's looking for him and Prince Tuesday. Nobody can sleep a wink. Isn't that a silly phrase, sleep a wink? Wonder who thought that up. Anyway, H.M. the Hula Mouse has gone on a rescue mission. Evidently, his hoop can take him anywhere. Wonderful contraption.
Sounds good to me.
Well, I tell you, the goings and comings of this neighborhood are certainly strange. I like the usual means of travel myself. You know, walking and bicycling, car and train and plane, and you name it, I like it. Of course, I would love to be able to fly like that owl over there.
Oh, I sure hope they get back soon.
Meow, too.
I've never been lost in space myself. I wonder what it's like. Hey, here comes Mayor Maggie.
Meow, Mayor Maggie.
Hi, Hen. Hi, X.
Are you going to spend the night, Mayor Maggie?
Mr. Aber and I thought we might be of some help.
Meow, Tuesday. Meow, meow, soon.
We certainly hope so.
What does Hula Mouse's flying hoop look like?
It's an extra special hoop, I hear.
Well, my owl eyes see something extra special and round in the sky.
Where?
Oh, right up there.
Meow, you're coming closer, meow.
Oh, here's Mr. Aber.
Yeah.
Do you suppose that might be H.M. Tuesday and Little?
If so, it looks as if they may come down near the castle. We'd better go.
We'll watch from here.
Meow, meow, hugs, meow, us.
Oh, we certainly will.
Yeah.
Here come our neighbors from Westwood.
Oh, good.
Mayor Maggie and Associate Mayor Aber, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday. It looks like they'll be landing soon.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And I am very proud.
Why is that, King Friday?
Because I was right about Curiosity, and the Royal Hula Mouse seems to be saving the day.
And the night.
So to speak. Hula Mouse, Little Panda, and Tuesday, I presume?
Correct as usual, Daddy. Friday.
You see what can happen with Curiosity.
Oh, it was wonderful, Daddy. We went to all these different planets, didn't we, Little Panda?
Yes, but I'm sorry I got us lost on AOP.
Oh, pero mi leal anillo de hula hoop nos trajo de vuelta.
Thank you again and again, Hula Mouse.
Es un placer, un placer.
Now I think it's time for everyone to get some sleep. You're all welcome to stay here at the castle with us.
Oh, I have to ping back to Planet Purple. Thanks anyway.
Thank you, Little, and come play with us again.
I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, he's gone.
And we must get back to Westwood.
Yes, I have a few more things to do for Daniel, and then I'll head on back, too.
Farewell, then, Westwooders.
Farewell, you all.
Farewell. Well, now.
Oh, I didn't mean to bother anybody.
It just all happened so quickly.
And I meant to be back home in a ping.
Sometimes pings don't work.
Pero mi aro de hula hoop siempre funciona.
I'm really grateful for you and your hoop, Hula Mouse.
And in the future, you will both let Queen Sarah and me know when you plan to ping or hoop away from here.
We love you, and I love your curiosity, but we want you to be safe. We do.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And now to sleep. Sleep for everyone.
And dream of all sorts of wonderful things.
Oh, sí. Eso creo yo también, Trolley.
Sí, sí. Yes, exactly.
So, everyone's safely home now. Safely back. There are all kinds of stories you can make up. You could use people like the ones in our neighborhood for your stories, or you could make up a whole other community of people and animals and things for your own make-believe. It's like having a dream, you know, making up a fanciful story. You've got lots of good ideas. Put the soft book in the soft carrier and make up the bed. Couch. Oh, that's the phone. Hello. How are you, Joe? Good. Hillary Hahn. Of course I'd like to meet her. Now? Okay, well, as soon as I get my shoes on. Yeah. Well, I was reading a story in the bed. All right, well, I'll see you in a little bit. Bye-bye. That was Joe Negri. He has a friend at his music shop, Hillary Hahn, who is a wonderful violinist. So we can go there and meet her. Oh, I look forward to that. You see how quickly you get dressed when you want to go somewhere? Just go to Negri's music shop and meet the violinist Hillary Hahn. Come along.
both.
Hi, Joe.
You're here.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you made it soon.
Oh, I want to meet her.
She's a wonderful girl and a wonderful violinist. Good. Come on, I'll introduce you.
I can hear her playing now.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hillary, I'd like you to meet Mr. Rogers. Fred Rogers?
Hi.
Glad to
know
you.
Hillary Hahn.
Thank
you.
I'd like you to know our television neighbor, Hillary Hahn. I want so much to hear you play.
Well, I'm going to leave you two alone. I have some business to take care of, and I'll drop back in later.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
See you.
Here you are, a violinist and a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
That's your art. You started to play, though, when you were a very little girl.
I started to play when I was almost 4 years old.
Four.
It was about 3 weeks before I turned four.
Well, you didn't have as big a violin then, did
you? No. If I tried to play this then, my arm would have been way out here.
Yeah.
So if you start playing when you're three or four or five or six, you don't start on a violin this big.
Mm-hmm.
You start on one that's about this big.
This big?
Yeah. And everything is smaller, so it's like a miniature version of this.
Uh-huh.
And actually, the first thing that I learned was how to bow.
How to bow?
Yeah, when you go out on stage,
uh-huh.
when people are clapping, and you walk out on stage, and then you bow to the audience like this.
You
that's
hold
the
your
very
violin
first
like
thing.
That, is that it?
And then
you
bow. I hold it like this. Some people hold it like this
uh-huh.
when they bow, but it depends. Like, wherever I feel like, I just hold it and I
and
bow.
And that's the first thing you learned to do,
yeah.
was to bow. And then what did you learn?
Well, then I learned, let me just put this down. Then I learned how to hold the violin under my chin like this. So I stood up while a tape played.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to that, and I just stood there like this.
Without using your hands at all?
Without using my hands. Like, even make it go up and down by now. But then I learned how to put my fingers in the right places and how to pull the bow across the strings, because the bow is what makes the sound.
And so did you learn a little piece to begin with? What was one of the first things that you learned to play?
I guess I learned Twinkle Twinkle.
Oh, I'd like to hear that, yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, it's a nice piece. That was the first piece I learned.
And then after you learned a lot of things, I mean, you had to practice a lot,
mm-hmm.
Then
you have to practice a lot of hours.
A lot of hours,
yeah.
Sure. But I bet you liked it.
Yeah, I love to play, so it's nice to be able to practice and improve and then perform for people, because performing is really fun. My first teacher told me that performing is like giving a gift to the audience. So the audience is sitting there in the hall, and you've invited them in, like to a party,
mm-hmm.
and they applaud when you come out, and you bow to them, and you give them the gift of your music. And then in the end, they thank you with their applause.
Well, would you give us a gift?
Oh, sure.
Of your music?
Well, what would you like to hear?
I like the composer Bach a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you play some of Bach's music, don't you?
I sure do.
Would you now?
Sure. I'll play something that he wrote. It's a part of one of his pieces, and it's kind of fast.
Okay.
Thank
you for that. Oh, my, you know, that just made me feel so happy.
Yeah.
I felt like dancing as you were playing.
Actually, people used to dance to music like that.
But does it make you feel happy to play like that?
Yeah, it does. It makes me feel happy. Well, I love to play, so that helps. There are pieces that I play that also sound kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
You can really express a lot of emotions through music, and you can feel a lot of emotions while you're listening to music.
Sure.
So one of the sad pieces that I'm working on, it's part of a concerto, which is a piece that I play with an orchestra. Mm-hmm. So I'll stand in the front of the stage, and the orchestra plays with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Mozart. So that's an example of a more sad kind of part. A little later on in that concerto, there's a more playful part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's wonderful.
And the orchestra plays it too, and it's really fun to play. Yeah.
You know, I noticed some pictures in your violin case.
Yeah, I carry a lot of pictures with me. This one is of me and my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
And this is a picture of my violin teacher. And the rest are pictures of my friends and musicians that I've worked with.
So they're always
nice.
With you.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to bring them along with me wherever I go.
I guess so. That sounds like Joe.
Yep.
How are you two getting along?
Oh, wonderfully. She plays so beautifully.
Oh, she sure does.
Will you play together something?
It'd be an honor. I'd love to.
What would you like to do?
How about something from the neighborhood? Tree, tree, tree?
Good idea.
Good idea.
Tree, tree, tree.
Giddy?
Right. Yeah,
Mr. Gordon's son.
Oh, you two play
really
beautifully together.
Oh, it's
so much fun.
No wonder people love you, Hilary Hahn. Thank you so much
coming.
For playing with us.
Thank you for singing.
You bet.
You can find your way out,
day.
Okay?
You bet.
All right. Nice day.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Do you know the neighborhood song?
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's somebody who loved making music from the time she was a little girl and loved it so much that she practiced and practiced, and now she's playing concerts for people all over the world. Wasn't that fun to meet Hilary Hahn? I think we should give the fish some food right now. Just remembered that. Hello, fish. Fish, 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 we love you, fish, fish, fish. I was just thinking you could use any words you want for that song, words of something you like. like pillow, 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 or book, 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 book. Put the book back in the soft carrier. We have so many things that we think about and feel and are curious about, don't we? Of course, that's how we learn things. We think about them, we have feelings about them, we're curious about them. That's part of who we are. I like talking about such things with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things to talk about and do together, don't we? Sure. Well, I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.
The people